Scripture before Reuben's lesson is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Once again, I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our visitors. It's great to see Jonathan and Melissa here. And excuse me. And it's good to see Spencer and Rebecca back. I guess they brought their grandma Irene, so it's nice to see them. And of course, great to see Jean and Anne, our travel companions, back. Seems like only yesterday we were dining at the Ama Prima, cruising the Rhine River, walking the streets of Freiburg, Germany, or Zurich, Switzerland. But there's no place like home. In the fifth chapter of the book of 1 Thessalonians, Paul wrote about the unexpected nature of the return of Christ, and then provided exhortations on how we should prepare for it. Paul referred to the Christians as the children of light and the children of day. In verses 4 and 5, and then he proceeded to discuss our responsibilities to those who serve in verses 12 and 13. That we should recognize them, esteem them highly in love. The Apostle Paul then continued to discuss our duties to those in need in verses 14 and 15. Those duties include warning the unruly, comforting the faint-hearted, upholding the weak, being patient with all, rendering no one evil for evil, and pursuing what is good for us and for all. In our scripture reading in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18, the Apostle Paul listed three duties for us to keep our spiritual well-being. When he wrote, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Note that Paul says these things are the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. These three things are what God wants us to do for ourselves. It is the fulfillment of these three duties that we strengthen ourselves spiritually and emotionally, enabling us to better fit to serve Him and others. So let's consider these three things. First, as children of light, let us rejoice always. There is a need to rejoice. In joy, there is great strength, as we read in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Then he said to them, go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. When we have joy in what we believe, we abound in hope. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. When we are joyful, it also helps those around us to be joyful as well. Listen to what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3. This is the very thing I wrote you, so that when I came, I would not have sorrow from those who ought to make me rejoice. Having confidence in you all, that my joy would be the joy of you all. To be joyful is crucial to remaining strong ourselves and being a source of strength to others. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. A joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken. And in verse 15, all the days of the afflicted are bad, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. So we see the need to rejoice always. But then we ask, how? How do we rejoice always? It is in the Lord that we find the ability to rejoice always, as our text mentioned. It is the will of the Lord. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. His salvation is the source of much joy. Psalm 21, verse 1. He grants joy to those who please him. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. His mercy is a source of great joy. Psalm 31, verse 7. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. To rejoice in the Lord always means we need to read and feed upon the Word of God daily. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Another way to rejoice in the Lord is to spend time with brethren. Titus's joy encouraged Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 13. I guess I don't have that slide. For this reason we have been comforted, and besides our comfort, rejoiced even more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. Rejoice always. The apostle never encouraged believers to deny that adversity brings sadness and grief. But they, the apostles, recognize that in the midst of the most agonizing situations, in the presence of God, through his Spirit, can infuse the soul with hope and the heart with joy. In that sense, our capacity for real and biblical joy may rest on how much we trust God. Secondly, as children of light, We need to pray without ceasing. To pray constantly means to maintain a constant attitude and demeanor of prayer, an ongoing conversation with God. There is a need to pray constantly. In prayer, we find mercy and grace in time of need. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, we read this. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In prayer, we find forgiveness of our sins as we confess them. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In prayer, we find the peace of God so helpful in anxious times. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Well, the question is, how do we pray constantly? Here are some practical suggestions. First, let us have a set time to pray so that we develop the habit of praying. At the very least, find some time each day to be alone with God in prayer. Consider the example of Daniel, the example of David. Then we should not limit our prayers to just the set times, since special needs may call for a special prayer time. Consider the example of Jesus and of Paul. Having set times help us to develop experience and persistence in prayer. Praying spontaneously as needs arise develops the disposition to pray in every circumstance. Finally, as children of light, we need to give thanks in everything. In everything, give thanks. Last Tuesday, Roma had a group lesson for her younger students. She does this every month, group lesson. And she asked them, what are you thankful for? Of course, some of them replied, you know, well, I have this iPad. I'm thankful for my teacher. But 11-year-old Nathan Nguyen stood up and said with confidence, I am thankful for Jesus Christ who came and offer forgiveness for our sins. Are we aware of that constantly? Thursday this week is, as you all know, Good Friday, right? Oh, not yet. Thanksgiving Day. It is the day each year America sets aside to thank God for the blessings he has given us. But in our consumer-oriented society, the day following might be more important. It's called what? Black Friday. line up at Walmart, get the, what? TV on sale. Stuff, right? Stuff. You know, I walk every morning. I can't walk with Roma because Roma walks faster, has longer strides, you see. And I see all these cars parked on the street. So why are these parked on the street? They have garages, they have three-car garages. What's the reason? Stuff. Their garages are full of stuff. Park their $40,000 car in the street and fill the garage with junk, right, stuff. It could also be the day to consider our relationship with him. Like Nathan said, God came to forgive. In Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19, Jesus healed how many lepers? 10 lepers, but only one came back to thank Jesus and glorify him. To which Jesus answered, were there not 10 who were cleansed? But the 9, where are they? There is a need to give thanks. Not only in everything, but perhaps for everything. Psalm 100 is a psalm of thanksgiving. The psalm was used in connection with the peace offering made in the temple by the Jews. It was offered in gratitude to God for his special movements in mercy on behalf of his people. Those of us who know the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, realize that we have so much to be thankful for. Have you counted your blessings lately? Named them one by one? We do a lot of groaning, complaining, and criticizing, but the truth is we have so much more to be thankful for. The psalmist sings this hymn of thanksgiving because of the depth of gratitude in his heart. So let's read it together and be inspired to develop this heart of gratitude. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. Here are some observations from this psalm. The thankful heart is filled with praise. The phrase shout joyfully means to shout in triumph, an applause, or joy. It is the word to describe the shouting of people when they won a great victory in battle or when they welcome the arrival of a king among his people. The psalmist also enjoins us to serve, not just serve him, but serve him with gladness. There is a connection between worship and service. Romans chapter 12, verse 11 encourages Christians to be not lagging in diligence, fervent in prayer, serving the Lord. We should serve the Lord with enthusiasm and excitement. The psalmist provides several reasons to be thankful. First, God is responsible for our existence. Secondly, He not only made us, He also saved us. Thirdly, God protects us, directs us, and sustains us like a shepherd does to his sheep. Fourthly, God is good, and His loving kindness is everlasting. He supplies our temporal needs, our general needs, as well as our spiritual needs. God is good all the times, all the time, and His mercy is not seasonal. And from generation to generation, the Lord can be trusted. His faithfulness never fails. We often fail Him, but He'll never fail us. As Christians, we are to abound in thanksgiving. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. William Law, in his book, A Serious Call to a Devout and Holy Life, said, "Would you know who is the greatest saint in the world? It is not he who prays most or fasts most. It is not he who gives most alms or is more eminent for temperance, chastity, or justice, but it's he who is always thankful to God, who wills everything that God wills, who receives everything as an instance of God's goodness, and has a heart always ready to praise God for it." William Hendrickson has beautifully expressed the importance of giving thanks when he wrote, "When a person prays without giving thanks, he has clipped the wings of prayer so that it cannot rise." So let us set aside this week a time to be thankful to God. It's more than turkey and the Dallas Cowboys versus whoever. It's more than Black Friday. Let us genuinely thank God for all that He has done for us today and every day. Let us consider our relationship to the one who gave us life and every blessing. So once again, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God's will for us in Christ Jesus is to be thankful, prayerful, and joyful people. These three are intertwined with one leading to another. The more thankful we are, the more prayerful we become. The more prayerful we are, the more joyful we will be. That's the key to much joy in Christ, begins with a grateful heart. Let's stand and sing. Almost Persuaded, number 31.